Seattle restaurant owner Corino Bonrada says for several weeks he was getting 3 or 4 calls a day from angry customers.
They were saying that I don't know if they wanted to come back, and they were afraid that the credit card numbers were getting stolen from us.
Fraudulent charges were appearing from gas stations or Home Depot, sometimes within just a few hours of leaving his Italian restaurant. At first, Bonrada worried it might be one of his own employees.
Finally, I made the best decision of my life. I called the Seattle police.
Within just a couple of weeks, an electronic crimes task force matched the case with other patterns and connected the dots to an international enterprise that was selling thousands of stolen credit card numbers to other criminals online. They had hacked into Bonrada's computer from Romania. U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin says these cyber criminals are like cyber sewer rats, entering the infrastructure wherever they can.
They will take credit card numbers, post them on the web, and sell them in bulk. Those people will then use those credit card numbers for fraudulent transactions, and it runs in the billions of dollars of losses a year.
Durkin says it's one of the fastest growing areas of fraud, and she hopes more victims like Bonrada will report such crimes. Many businesses fear damage to their reputations, but according to the authorities, Bonrada's credit card system is now more secure than ever. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.